reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. There was a scholar of the law who stood up to test Jesus and said, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" He said and replied, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your strength, with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." Jesus said to him, "You've answered correctly. Do this, and you will live." But because he wished to justify himself, he said to Jesus, "Well, who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man fell among robbers. He fell victim to robbers as he went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. They stripped and beat him, went off, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the road, but when he saw him, he passed on the opposite side. Likewise, a Levite came to the place, and when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. But a Samaritan traveler who came upon him was moved with compassion at the sight. He approached the victim, poured oil and wine over his wounds, bandaged them. He lifted him up on his own animal and took him to an inn and cared for him. The next day he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper with the instruction, 'Take care of him. If you spend more than I have given you, I shall repay you on my way back.' Now which one of these three, in your opinion, was neighbor to the robber's victim?" He answered, "The one who treated him with mercy." Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. As some of you might know, I'm heading towards New Orleans, and then, of course, I'm in New Orleans right now. And it makes me wonder, I don't know if this is a sign or not. Perhaps I'm going, perhaps when I get there, God will say, "Build me an ark." If that happens, I'm in trouble. I will have to grow a beard, though. The question from the gospel today that kind of resounds for me is that question from the scholar of the law: who is my neighbor? Who truly is my neighbor? How do we understand what a neighbor is? How do we determine that? I don't know, but for you, most of my life, a neighbor simply is the person who ends up living closest to me, right?
Yeah.
That's who your neighbor is. That's just how we go for it. Girl, I don't know. I bet all of you, if I ask, you can still remember the neighbors in your childhood, right? For those of us who aren't children anymore. I know who all of my neighbors were. And I also know how we determine in Dickieville who our neighbor was. Now, I lived on the okay north side of Dickieville. It's not a big town, trust me. But we just kind of grew up believing that the people who were our neighbors were everyone on our block, and then the people across the street were us. Now, it's not a big town. We knew everybody around us. But those were our neighbors. If someone's relative died, or they would get the casserole, you know? Or if my mom wanted to add too many vegetables from the garden, they were the ones who got the extra cabbages and carrots, you know? No one else. Those were the neighbors. Who is my neighbor? So we have a lawyer today in the gospel, and I like lawyers. I really have had good experience with them, you know, so far. I'm not going to work with them, so I don't have any problem with them. But anyway, this lawyer had a problem with Jesus. He wanted to justify. I think he was angry at Jesus because this lawyer went to the illegal yeshiva in Jerusalem, and he had a huge, huge student debt. And here's Jesus going to practice law with no credentials at all. somebody says, Jesus, of course we have like 632 laws. Which is the greatest law? This was a huge question during Jesus' time because the Old Testament had so many laws. Which ones could you focus on? And Jesus doesn't take the bait. He doesn't take the bait. You can always learn something from Jesus. I'm always taking the bait. I'm packing right now. My room is full of bait. I've taken so much bait in my life. And so Jesus, he turns it around. He says, well, what do you think? What do you think the answer to your question is? Now, you can see that Jesus is not a Catholic priest, because a Catholic priest would never say that. He'd just give him the answer, right? I think he catches the lawyer off guard. Suddenly, he has Jesus' attention. Suddenly, Jesus is asking him, well, you're important. What do you think? And what's really interesting is that the answer that the lawyer gives is the very answer that Jesus gives when he's asked this question. Because Jesus himself, in another gospel, the Gospel of Matthew, was asked this very question also. And the lawyer gives the same answer that Jesus gives when he answers this question. And Jesus tells him that. He says, that's my answer too. Well, all of a sudden, the lawyer just loves Jesus. You know, it's all turned around because they agree, right? But he wants even a little bit more attention. He goes, well, I'm a lawyer here, Jesus. I always think, what are the limits of who is my neighbor? Who do I have to make the casseroles for and share my money with and give my attention to? What are the limits of that, Jesus? Who is my neighbor, and consequently, who's not my neighbor? From whom can I not feel obliged? Who do I not have any obligation for? And then we get this famous parable. What's really interesting for me as I read this parable, as I'm reading it, I'm always thinking, well, the person who's the victim of the robbers, that really is the neighbor. That really is the person who deserves our attention and concern. That person is the neighbor. But that's not the answer Jesus gives. The person who is the neighbor at the end is the Samaritan. Not the person who needs compassion, but the person who gives compassion. That is the neighbor. Not the person who needs mercy, but the person who gives mercy. That is the neighbor. Not the person who needs healing, but the person who does healing. That is the neighbor. That's how Jesus turns it around. He turns that question around. Who is neighbor? Jesus says to the lawyer, you are neighbor. Neighbor is not someone outside you. Neighbor is not someone who lives next door to you. Neighbor is not someone who you might even know. You are the neighbor. A neighbor is someone who looks and sees a fellow human being in need and acts compassionately. That is a neighbor. Who is neighbor? I am neighbor. No one outside of me. I am to be the neighbor. And this kind of being a neighbor is a very, very amazing thing, because the lawyer was looking for conditions. He was looking for the limits. And Jesus is saying, there are no limits when it comes to being a neighbor. None. You don't ask for that person's nationality who is in need. You don't ask for their ethnic background. You don't ask how much money they make. You don't ask their gender. You don't ask their sexual orientation. None of those things matter. The only thing that matters is a fellow human being in front of you is suffering. And who responds to that? It doesn't matter either. It doesn't matter if you're a Jew or a Samaritan or a pagan. The person who answers that need unconditionally is neighbor. Transcends all of these divisions. Transcends all of these distinctions. Okay, here's the political part of the program today. So, I'm going to let you all be cafeteria Catholics, take what you like, and leave the rest. I have a little bit too much time on my hand between packing, and so I think about things, but I've been thinking about nationalism. It's on the rise. If you have seen the news, if you've read the newspaper, there's this thing called nationalism that is really kind of moving towards the in the West. It crops itself up every now and then. What nationalism does is people feel that they are under attack, they are threatened in some way, their livelihood is threatened, their identity is threatened, something feels threatened. And so they have to ask this, who can I take care of and who can I neglect? Who can I let in and who can I keep out? It is the foremost question that we are facing, I think, as a country right now. What are the who can we keep in and who can we keep out? We are asking this question, who is my neighbor, constantly. And so I ask myself, well, what does this gospel have to do with answering that question? My question is this, and it's a big question. Can you be a nationalist and a Christian at the same time? Can you? Because as a Christian, we're not to ask, we're not to look, according to Jesus, about people's nationality, their ethnicity, where they come from, what they can contribute, what they're taking away. Jesus doesn't say, you can only help, you can only be a neighbor to a certain sort of people. The only criteria is that we see a human being before us suffering and we wish to respond to that. That is the only criteria. So that is the question that I've been hearing. Can I be a Christian and a nationalist at the same time? It's just something to figure. I'm not going to answer that for you. I'm going to say, like Jesus says, how do you read it? How do you read it? The other thing I love about this parable is it does make things very, very simple. It focuses on what really our life is to be about. Compassion and mercy are to consume us as Christians. Exploring what that means. Living out of what that means. And letting that compassion and mercy question anything that is not of it. Anything in ourselves or in the people around us. Who is my neighbor? I am to be the neighbor. I am to be the one who looks for the stranger or the friend, who looks for the people I know or don't know, but who sees someone suffering and is willing to stop, bandage a wound, pick them up, and put them in a place of safety.
Amen.